Davis Whitney and the Skylight Brothers, an SKB Entertainment production, broadcasting Studio WBuzz, Global Radio, and SKB TV. Last time on Tenet Ideas, this is what you missed.
I'm gonna tell it just like it is. Tell it just like it is.
You saw. Tell it just like it is.
Well,
tell it just like it is.
Come on. One more time.
Tell it just like it is.
Yes.
Well, tell it just like it is.
Oh, well. Yes, I'm here. What happened out there on the football field?
You mean the football field?
The football field.
You mean the football field?
With the football player.
Why do you keep calling it football when it's football?
WW, you think you was the smartest one in the family because you took two courses at the community college. But feet is two. Foots. Is one. And you don't play that ball game with one foot. You play with two feet. So it should be called feet ball, not foot ball.
You know what, Otis? You is just as simple as you.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, Miller, because that means you're ready to go dry out. That means you must be ready to go to the rehab center. You look like you're ready to go to Betty Ford, Betty Chevrolet, Betty Boop, you just need to go somewhere before we be talking about you in the past tense. Because all this drinking is not good for your liver.
You know, since you brought that up, I got a song I want to dedicate to you by Amy Winehouse. And you know I like her? Because liquor is in her name, Winehouse. Listen.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
And then we can always count on Deacon Otis Wicknine's wisdom. Take a listen.
Yes. Can I say that again? Because I feel oily today. I feel real preachy now. Whatever is working in you that won't let you work on you, you need to get it out you.
Yeah.
Get it out you.
Get it out you.
Get it out you.
Get it out you.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The episode was going amazing, smooth and flowing, until a conversation about WW's daughter, Tatanasia Wicknine, came up, and unfortunately, Fillmore Rutledge made some comments that got up under WW's skin. This is what happened.
And I tried to tell my daughter, Tatanasia, I said, Tata, listen to me. Listen to me, Tata. Listen to me. Don't be picking up strays.
Well, I always say, WWA, because Tata is a fine gal. Yes, she's a fine gal. And I don't know where she get her looks from, because you know your baby mama. I don't see how y'all produced her, because that gal look like a super duper model. She ain't just a supermodel. She's a super duper flow model. I mean, she look good on the flow. She look good standing up. She just good looking gal. Anytime you see her, she just good.
You know what, Filmo? You know we ain't got but 3 more minutes before this episode is over. And you gonna meet me outside. It's gonna be on and popping. And when I just go up in your mouth, don't act like you don't know what happened. I'm gonna be your dentist today. I'm gonna help you with them teeth you got straggling right. I'm gonna help you today. Don't even act like you don't know what's going on when it happened to you. Don't even act like it. Don't even do it. I'm just telling you, don't even do it. Cause I'm gonna, I told you about talking about Tata. Now you gonna talk about Mildred too. You gonna talk about Mildred? Okay, I got something for you.
Listen.
Well, I again, I won't try to be disrespectful to Tata. Because I love Tata Tanasia. I love Tata. Lord, I love Tata. I think she's a beautiful gal. That's all I was saying. I was trying to compliment you, but I'm sorry that you took it the wrong way. Because I don't know karate. but I do know Carazer, and I would hate to have to cut both of y'all. I really would. I really hope that I don't have to do that today. It's cut both of y'all. So since I'm trying to tell you, I wasn't trying to take you down. But if you just determined to take it there, then I'll just have to meet you.
Watch your mouth. Before I watch it for you. Now watch your mouth. If you don't want no smoke, then put the matches down. If you don't want no smoke, then put the matches down. Because if it's a fire that you want, I know how to get the right friction to get it to you. And that's all I'm telling you. Now you've been warned. You did this on another episode, but you've been warned. Now you tried one more time. Three strikes, lights out. Three strikes, your lights out.
WW's temperature was boiling, and he was ready to take it to the next level with Fillmore Rutledge. This is what our microphones picked up just as the episode was about to end.
We're trying to get into something here, and stop that. Sit down. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Now let's see what's going on in the world of Deacon Otis Wickdine and the Starlight Echoes as they tell it like it is.
Good evening. Hello, everyone. Yes, I would like to welcome you to Tell It Like It Is. This is the one and the only Deacon O.T.I.S. Wickdine. And I would like to say thank you so much for tuning in once again. That's right. Tuning in once again. Now, this is Tell It Like It Is. And that's what we do here. We tell it just like it T.I.S. We tell you the T-Ruth. That's right, the T-Ruth. And I have here with me today the Starlight Echoes. I'm going to go ahead and introduce them. I'm going to introduce them to you. Yes, I'm going to introduce them to you. And so, therefore, you can know who's here. The first one is my brother, my older brother. His name is W.W. Willard Wickdine. Give it up for him. Give it up. Yes, the drunkard of the group. Yes, the drunkard. He's always somewhere sipping. Yes, but we love him just the same. He is the one and the only, Miller Thunderbuck. Come on, put your hands together for Miller Thunderbuck. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the Black Elvis Presley. The Black Elvis Presley, the one and the only, Fillmore Rutledge, the ladies' man. Yes. Come on, put your hands together for him. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We would like to apologize to the listening audience, to Pastor Derrick, the changed Matt Smith, also to William Brown, yes, the Spider-Man on Wall Street. We want to say we apologize because last week there was an altercation, yes, an altercation between the Starlight Echoes. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But I want to apologize because we don't act like that. We don't act like thugs, like Bone Thugs in Harmony. No, we don't act like Bone Thugs in Harmony. No, we're not that. And I'm just embarrassed. And I'll get to this in just a second, but we're gonna have to apologize to the listening audience for their spoolery.
Well,
I don't want to say I'm is apologize.
Well, let me jump right on in here right now. Hello, everybody. This is Miller. And I just want to say what happened last time did not make no sense. Because y'all know better than acting like that, or and y'all is too old and your bones is too brittle to be round here and scratching and pulling around at each other and then mess your hair all up and stuff and didn't make no sense.
Yes.
Didn't make no sense.
None at all.
You're popping right. Your buttons and stuff off your shirt and almost one of y'all almost struck me. You almost struck me. Yeah, one of y'all almost struck me. And if you would have struck me, it would have been something going on. Because I don't have nobody strucking me. And if you would have struck me, it would have been something else going on. We wouldn't have been sitting in here today. And it's too much going on in the world for y'all to have that going on in here.
Yes.
Don't make no sense.
It makes no sense at all. At all. I just can't even, Lord, I don't have the words. I don't have no words.
Well, I got some words. And, hello everybody. This is Phil Mo Rutledge, the man that likes to feel Mo on all the ladies. And I just want to say this right here that I have some words now. Everything got turned upside down, turned around, and all that because I was only complimenting Tata Tanisha and saying how good she looked. That's all I was saying. It was pure and innocent. That's all I was complimenting her saying. How good she looked, and WW wanted to get all sensitive and then wants to get up in my face and try to fight. And I don't fight no more. I cuts. So he lucky I couldn't get to my jacket because I keeps a switchblade with the switch ready to blade.
Well, let me just say this right here. Hello, everybody. This is WW Willard Wicknine. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. And when you talk about you, number one, you violated two times. You talked about Mildred and you talked about Tata. And I'm telling you one thing. You run your mouth, I'm going to run my fist. And it ain't nothing to it but to do it. I'm not the one. I stay cool. I don't bother nobody. But I'm not the one, the two, the three, or the four. Don't try me ever. Try Jesus. I am not the one. This is not what you want ever. And if you don't mess around and calm yourself now, we can get it on one more time. I dare you to try today.
WW, listen, y'all have to stop this. Y'all really can't do this on the air. I don't know what the regulations are, but I'm sure the regulations say that we can't be doing all of this, that, and the third. Cut that out. I'm just embarrassed.
Well, I'm appalled.
No, you is Willard Wicknine.
No, I'm appalled.
No, your name is WW.
Shut up, Otis, because that means that you is embarrassed and taken aback. You ain't got no sense. Don't know nothing either. But I'm about tired of you. I'm not going through 2023 with y'all like this. I'm just not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. Now, I don't bother y'all. But what you ain't gonna ever do is try my family. Because when you do, it's gonna be on and popping like popcorn.
Listen. Put the butter down. Cause ain't nobody got no popcorn up in here. Ain't no movie theater in here.
Showline.
Y'all have to cut this out.
That's right.
You have to learn to have more patience with one another.
Gotta have it.
Yes, because patience is a virgin.
Is a what?
She ain't never been touched.
That's not how that goes.
Patience is a virgin.
That is not how, it's a virtue.
A virtue. No, the bird ain't got no teeth to chew, so it ain't no virtue. It's a virgin. Patience is a virgin. Ain't never been touched, not to touch. That means do not break my patience. I'm trying to be patient. Do not carry me further than when I want to go. No means no. That's what that means. That is what that means.
Like I said all the time, you always think you got to know all these words and things and be trying to use these words and you don't even know what the context that it means. But that is not what it means.
Well, I'm just going to say this right here because, number one, everybody know me that knows that I got plenty of gals. So I just want to start right back here and say that I got plenty of gals. I keep gals.
One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta have at least one woman on the side. They really don't give a...
Shut your mouth. You bet not say it. You bet not say it.
I'm just saying I got gals. And so if there's any gal out there listening that needs a good man, I'm is a good man. This is Phil Morelich. P-H-I-L-M-O-R-E. And I like the F-E-E-L-M-O. Now, if you need somebody to talk to and take you to Walmart, I'm just that person that can do that for you. And also, I'll tell you, I'll have a blue crema without you. I'll have a blue crema. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Well, ain't no need y'all doing all that clapping and all that for him, because he got to get himself together. He got to get himself together. All right, we got to move on. There's so many things that we need to talk about today, and we need to get into it now that we got that out of our system. First of all, we want to take the time out to congratulate Pastor Derrit the Changed Man Smith for being a part of the Millionaires Club.
Yes.
He has 1 million screens.
Yes. Not screens.
1 million screens.
That's streams.
Yes.
Streams.
No. That's what I say.
No, streams.
No,
screens.
It's 1 million screens. This is when people hear your song and they holler. It's just so good. They can't help but holler. 1 million screams.
Well, that's what it is. No, that's not what it is, but if that's what you want to call it, you can call it, but that ain't what it is. I mean, you can call it anything you want to call it. But anyway, DJ Man, run the commercial. Run the advertisement. Hell.
Yeah.
SKD Entertainment is happy to announce that Pastor Derrit the Changeman Smith has reached a milestone, 1 million streams for Crazy About You. On behalf of the marketing and management team of SKD Entertainment and Pastor Derrit the Changeman Smith, we would like to say thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you during our tour. For bookings, call 813-649-7977. Again, that's 813-649-7977.
Yes, we would like to say congratulations to Pastor Derrit the Changed Man Smith.
Oh, yes.
Because he has done such a wonderful job.
Well, yes, he has.
With this new song. And he still has to catch ours.
Yeah.
He ain't broke our record.
Oh, no. He
no, he ain't broke our record. No, because our record, we had 2 million views.
2 million.
Yes,
two
on
million.
Our screen.
And that was just on one album.
2 million.
Yes.
2 million screens.
Yes. Oh, yeah, 2 million.
Have. Plus, we got Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
She was the one that after we got the 2 million, she didn't help us get the 2 million. We got the 2 million.
We
and
got that 2 million. Right. We got that 2 million first.
Yes, she did.
Now, he's done well, but he still got to catch up.
He got a ways to go
he
still.
Got to catch up.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and you know, I tell you, I never will forget that day that Whoopi Goldberg, when she was the one that came on that TV stream and talking about, how we made her laugh. I never will forget that. That was a beautiful day.
Yes, it was. And I hope one day I can meet Whoopi Goldberg, because I want her to know that I really want her to understand what Whoopi is all about.
Oh, my God.
I want her to know what Whoopi really means. And so if you is listening, Whoopi Goldberg, I think you is a good-looking gal. I love everything about you, them big cheeks like chipmunks. I just love everything about you. So if you need a good mane, you let us know, Whoopi Goldberg. And I'll come out there. You send the airline ticket. Won't I get on that plane?
I don't think you have to worry about that, because she ain't finna send for you. All them men's is out there in Hollywood. She is not fitting to send for you. And you might as well just sat down and keep playing around with these Hollywood girls, because you ain't going to get no Hollywood girl. Not you. No, you not that you ain't gonna do.
You said Hollywood, not Hollywood.
Shut up, Miller. Turning to current affairs, have y'all heard about the 97-year-old German lady who was who had entered into the Guinness World Book of Records? Y'all heard about her? Yeah. Well, let me tell you about her. She is 97 years old. Her name is Joanna Quas.
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
And
seen
she
her.
Is the oldest active competitive gymnast. Uh-huh. And she, look, they put a video up of this lady, 97 years old,
97.
Still on the balancing beams.
That lady
was flipping and flapping, and I mean 97 years old, she still is just hailing them bars like she is 47 or 27. I'm just so amazed. Have y'all seen this?
Yes, I seen it this morning on the news. I seen it, and I looked up, and I saw this woman flipping and flopping like you said, like a fish out of water on them Joanna Quas. Yes, she is now certified as the world's oldest competitive gymnast. I tell you, I ain't never in my life seen nothing like this. It's just amazing what you can do. And I tell people this. This is what I tell peepers. I said, peepers, you need to listen to this. There is ice on the rooftop, but there's still fire in the fireplace. Oh yes, my furnace is still hot.
Ernest, sit down with your hot furnace before Hezafine come and burn you. And sit right on down, some hot furnace. But anyway, back to the lady. Yeah, I just thought that was just amazing. And I want to send a congratulatory greeting to her, Miss Joanna, 97 years old girl, you is doing the thing. And just keep on doing it. I just want you to know that I am impressed and in awe. I admire you.
Well, I just want to say to Joanna that my name is Phil Morelich. They call me the Black Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley. And I just want to say this to you, that I'm is a good man looking for a good gal.
Lord, and the way I saw you moving
around at 97 years old, I wouldn't have no problem telling nobody that you was my 97-year-old girlfriend. So I'm just telling you, you can call my number.
This is amazing.
Look me up. I'm in the book. But
Lord,
if you can't find my number is
6-3-4-5-7-8-9. 6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
Listen, cut all that out, Thelma. Ain't nobody studying you. Even that 97-year-old lady, don't you bother her. She ain't studying you. That lady be done put one of the moves on you and have you be like you 97.
Show them. Don't put it on him. Yeah, they are.
Well, I just have to get put on then. That's all I said. Put on, man.
At this time, it is time for us to play some music. So, DJ Man, put on something, and I mean put on something real good, and we'll be right back after this.
He is my king. He's my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, 'cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my
black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too, cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you.
Misunderstood. Yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. But for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it. You got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother. You're down for whatever, chilling on the corner, brother. A talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. But my
life. Brother, I love you. I'll never try to
no,
I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. Cause you're my
black
brother, strong brother. There is no one above you.
I want
you to know that I'm here for you forever too.
I think that we really need to take from the principles of the past. Now listen to me good. Take from the principles of the past and then learn how to put them with the new technology of today And then when we master that, then we will have a greater tomorrow. A greater tomorrow. And I just said something. I knew I just said something.
Now, as much as I want to slap the taste out of his mouth, he actually said something that made some sense because, you know, I think what we have to do, Otis, we have allowed too much of the things that kept us and brought us over to be pushed to the back or either pushed out. Instead of holding on to those values and instead of holding on to those values while reaching for the greater technology, the greater advancement, what we did was we didn't let go everything that mama and them taught us. You know, we don't know how to can no more. We don't know how to farm no more. We don't know how to do nothing. And you know, we was raised up off that our land, had all kinds of chickens, hens, turkeys, birds. I mean, everything that was out there, we could eat it.
And
we did eat it.
And we did eat it. And that's why I love, excuse me, fixing possum ankles, because I learned that we caught everything, cleaned it, boiled it, and then fried it. Yes, they cleaned it, boiled it, and fried it. That's what we did. We had all kind of soup. Buzzard soup. Yes. Rat tail soup. Yes. Yes. Yes, we did. Squirrel soup. Yes, we did that. We had all kind. Now today, I love to go to the restaurant and sit down and be bougie. But we got to learn how, even when we change the method, don't change the message.
You right about it, Odie. You right about it. Y'all talking like y'all got some sense. Because I tell you, what took us through all them years when we were segregated, when we couldn't come together, we made it. We still made it. We was able to do stuff. In some instances, we was even better off. Now, I was in the mall yesterday, and just because I passed by a young black entrepreneur gonna say black business. I know it's black business because I can see your black behind up there trying to sell me something. That ain't the reason why I want to buy from you just because you black. I got to buy from you because you got a good product. Can you prove to me you got a good product? Then I'll buy from you. I'll buy from you like I buy from anybody else. But you won't tell me because you black, I'm supposed to buy from you.
Yeah, like I said, you know, the things be taken out of context because black lives matters, yes, but all lives matters. And if you thought black lives matter so much, why is other blacks taking the lives of the other blacks? Now, those are the problems that I have in the community. We have to do better with just stop riding on something that's popular and sound good and actually do something that really makes impact.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, that as long as my moonshine is good, I don't care what color you will. I'll buy it, and the price is right, I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem at all.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That simple-mindedness. You just worry about some darn moonshine. It's bigger problems. We have bigger problems. Gas is now going back up. Eggs is already up. I tell you, I just wonder, is Congress up? Because look like they sleep.
Well, I don't mean no harm, Odie, but what may be small to you is big to me. And I need to have my drink, and my drink got to be right. I don't mean no harm. But that's what I need. You don't need it. Well, you always need them chicken wings because you always want to eat chicken. I don't have to have chicken. But that's what I need. And that's what Congress got to do. Meet the needs of the people, of everybody. Bring the gas down and the price of the liquor down. Bring it down. Bring it down. Yeah. Bring it down.
Yeah, bring it down. Bring it all the way down. When you bring it down and take it on out. Because he don't need another taste. He got enough in his pores to keep him high for the rest of his life. But anyway, back to what other and more important things. I just want to say that, yes, we as a country have to come together. It's not a black and white thing. White people need to get over this, get over themselves, and black people need to grow up some. And to the young people that walk around with your pants hanging down past your butt, we don't want to see that. We don't need to see that. So I'm just saying we have a lot that we need to work on.
Yes, because every time I go to the pharmacy in Cheatersville, there's this gal that always had them jeans on. And she looked like she'd be waiting for me to come there. And when she comes, she gets in front of me and drops her keys. And she drops and bends over and pick them up just so I can look at them. But she gonna catch Heather Fiend in there one day. Heather Fiend gonna catch her. And she gonna bend over, all right. And when she straightened back up, she gonna have a foot in her butt. Because Heather Fiend does not play that. She don't play that at all. But she just keep on. But we have so much that we need to work. So much.
Excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but I'm gonna ask y'all for prayer because I'm going through. I need your condolences.
Oh Lord, who done that?
I need condolences. I need them and I need them bad. I'm my heart is full and heavy.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Did somebody in your family pass, friend, or what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Cause I ain't heard about nobody pass that you know who I know who you know. Ain't nobody pass. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is this. My heart is so heavy right now. Cause I just saw you yesterday and you gone today.
Who is it?
R.I.P.
Oh my God.
To my whole paycheck.
Oh,
gone
no.
Too soon. That's what I need condolences for. That's what I need condolences for right there. Cause my check is gone. Rest in peace, check. Rest in peace.
That's funny, but I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Cause I'm telling you, as soon as you get it, it's gone.
Listen. Pastor Derek and I was talking the other day, and he told me that his light bill for this month was $700. He told me in the last 3 months he didn't pay over $2,200 to the light bill company.
Ain't no way.
$2,200.
Ain't no way in the world. That is just ridiculous. That is just awful.
I'm telling you right now, if Bill come to my house over $200 for a light bill, I'm going to have candles. It's going to be romantic 24/7. I'm telling you, you going to come over there and it's going to think it's going to be a seance because I'm not turning nothing on. $700. My rent ain't even $700.
Yeah, that is up. I mean, that is, and to keep having it over and over, and you know, but they kind of got you. They got you where it hurts because it's too cold outside for you to not have heat because that's how you get sick. And then propane is up, electric is up. It's just a mess. I don't know what was it gonna do.
I tell you one thing, propane is causing pain. I can't do it. I'm not gonna give all of my mattress money out here to all these bills. I'm telling you right now, you can go up all you want to. My house is gonna be in the door. I'm telling you right now, and I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't got no problem. I know places to go and I'll stay gone until it's nighttime. And when it's time to go to sleep, you need your house dark anyway.
But Miller, this is the thing right here. See, I don't understand people like you. Now, you so quick to talk about, you know, that you won't be in the dark. But I bet you one thing, you be in the dark with a glass full of liquor. And see, that's the thing. Y'all be right here talking all that mess. But you do what you want to do. You spend the money where you want to spend it. Ain't any complaining because when liquor and cigarettes go up, You get them.
Yes. And cigarettes is now so expensive. I mean, it is just ridiculous. Somebody asked me the other day, could they borrow, excuse me, a pack of, borrow $5 for cigarettes? I wish I thought I would loan you some money so you can buy cigarettes of all things, not some milk. Not something. Cigarettes now is almost $6-7 a pack. I don't have no $6-7 to give you to buy no cigarettes.
That's
cigarettes.
Right.
You better cigarette and rest yourself on down somewhere else. Cigarette.
I know. I just don't understand people. I don't understand. You talk about how hard it is, but yet every time I turn around, you doing something that's taking money out your house and then looking for me to help you put the money back in. I just don't understand it. But I'm not doing it no more. I'm not doing it no more. I don't have no money to loan you. I can't give you nothing. I'm just not doing it.
Well, all I want to tell them gals is that when you get your income tax money, make sure that you spend it right. Don't go get no more wigs and no more eyelashes, because you have enough. You have enough wigs and eyelashes. So you don't need that. No, you need to go ahead and get that money. Get that money together and
yes.
Spend that money on something that makes sense. Go ahead. Go
yes,
ahead.
Get it together.
Just get that together.
Get it together.
Just get that together.
Yes.
Just get it together.
Just because get it together. You're right. Now you got to figure out if you have a car that's paid off, okay? Your car paid off, but you got slick tires and your car run good. Get you some tires and keep that car and keep that money in your pocket. Don't be just going buying stuff just because. Go and get a new living room suit. If you ain't peed on it, the dog ain't peed on it, let that sofa and love seat sit right there and let that money sit in your pocket. You can't never save nothing because you're always spending.
Yeah.
Sit down. Stop spinning around.
Right. Because you, I don't understand it. But anyway, so yeah, spend your income tax money wisely. Whoever you are, wherever you are, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, spend it right. Don't go and just be spending just because. Because I'm telling you right now, it don't. You'll be broke before April. You get your income tax in February, and you'll be broke by April.
Let me just say this, though. If by chance you do need to get you a car, you need to call Pastor Derek at Midtown Auto, because I'm telling you, he will help you get into one. Bad credit, no credit, slow credit, he'll help you. But if you ain't going to pay for it, do not go down there fooling with him, because he showing up will take your car back from you. This is quick as you went from walking to riding, you'll be back from riding to walking. Now, I'm telling you, I just seen him do it. He'll pick it up at the church house while you shout.
Yeah,
yes, he will.
Let me tell y'all something. I had to work with him a couple of times, part-time, and I had to repo a car. And this lady, she went into the grocery store. Went to the grocery store shopping. And he'd been calling her and calling her and calling her, and she didn't want to answer.
My Lord.
Well, she went to the grocery store, and when she went in the grocery store, I got out and got that car. Yes,
no,
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And I'm going to tell you this right here. As soon as I got back to the dealership, here she wants to call like somebody had stole it. I told her, honey, I ain't steal your car.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't steal it. I'm here, and you can come get it, but bring me the money that you just refused to pay.
Yeah.
Bring that, and you can get it back.
Yes.
But bring me a steak while you're at it, or some pork chops, because I know you just left the grocery store. And my stamps ain't came in yet. But that's what I had to tell her. Because people think they can do what they want to do with somebody else's stuff. Now, that's not how this works.
Yeah, you're right. But at this time, we need to run the commercial for Midtown Auto Connection. Let's run it. Here you go.
Midtown Auto Connection is your connection to cars and credit.
What if my credit is bad?
We can help.
I co-signed for a car for my daughter and she lost it.
We can help.
I don't get paid with a pay stub.
We can help.
How?
Our finance program is called Jumpstart. It is dedicated to those that may have some bumps and bruises in the past. However, but have a strong desire to renew, rebuild, and restore faith in your name.
But I bet you're going to have me in a car for 22 years trying to pay for it, won't you?
The Jumpstart program is ideal for rebuilding credit. The loans are short, the interest is low, and the payments are always affordable.
But what if I want something very specific and you don't have it? then what, Mr. Good Two Shoes?
Midtown Auto Connection specializes in orders. Tell us exactly what you want, and we'll go out and get it for you. So don't delay. Call today, 434-234-8131. Again, that's 434-234-8131. Or hit us up on Facebook or any social media platform. Midtown Auto Connection, your connection to cars and credit. Come get your cars.
I want to dedicate this song to all the men of the world. Fellas, if you ever had a love, I mean really been brokenhearted, I want you to know today that I feel your pain. You see, not too long ago, I found out that my baby was slipping on the job, and I had to tell her something like this. Show me if you care for me. Why aren't you there for me? Oh, baby,
tell me.
Oh, tell me.
What are you giving me?
What is this you're giving me, baby? My trust. And why did you let the little things, oh, the petty things, baby, come right in between us? Oh, oh yeah.
Tell me.
What are you giving me, baby?
That ain't love.
'Cause it's shown up. Here. You see, people say that when you're in love, you feel butterflies. But let me tell you and all of them folks, baby, that ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. See, love is affection. Protection. Oh, and when I'm out of my mind, when I'm out of line, oh, in a soft kind of way, love is correction. Oh, if you love me, baby, why did you break my heart? Baby, you took my whole world. You took my whole world.
You've been listening to that bad man, Derek, the Change Man Smith.
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
coming up right after this. Monday Night Madness on The Buzz. Stay tuned.
Got the church folks talking about it, baby.
That's the one and the only. Pastor Derek the Changed Matt Smith.
That's right.
Singing out the depths of his heart. That ain't love. Yes. And y'all know what? February is rolling right in here. It's Black History Month, and it's also the Love Month. And, you know, I think so many people is going to be spending a whole lot of money on teddy bears, roses, and candy.
Uh-huh.
And you might as well keep it, because you don't mean it. You know, if you don't mean it, keep your chocolates.
Yeah.
Keep them. Just what you spending the money for. Just stop it.
Yeah, because it's expensive to do all that, and then you mess around and really don't love the person.
Well.
I mean, it just don't make no sense that you just keep on doing stuff that just really don't make no sense.
Well, I tell you, I don't have that problem, because I'm is in love with every gal that I talk to. I'm in love with every one of them gals, and I want them to know that I love them and they loves me. And it is a very expensive time for me, because I have to go out and buy flowers and candy and candles and take them to dinner and things. And so, you know, and it's this time that Valentine's Day comes on a Monday. So that means, it's a Monday or a Tuesday. But that means I got all the weekend. I got to be with one probably starting Thursday, two or three of them on Friday, same thing Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday, I mean, I'm going to be busy, and it's going to be very
expensive. We're going to stop this right now. Hey, now it's time for Monday Night Madness. Professor, okay, I've got this track that I want to play. And then we go, there you are.
Thank you.
I was just laughing at this fool.
This fool is right. I'm having multiple personalities listening to him.
I can sort of imagine that. Mm. So we're coming up tonight. Would you please make the announcement?
I will make the announcement for tonight. And if you will allow me, can I make a special announcement?
Of course.
Do we have a drum roll at standby.
Yes, we do on standby.
Okay.
And we'll have that for you right after this.
Okay.
How about that? Monday Night Madness. Oh, this is an artist that a friend of mine turned me on to, and it's Lisa Adeo. Check it out.
Okay.
Be right back. Monday Night Madness. I'm WB, and to my left is the Professor Pop Culture. Lisa Adeo.
That's bad.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So many great songs. This one is titled, What You Know About That? Oh, I like it. But anyway, we're going to stop it right now. And now, Professor, we started a little late tonight because there was a technical error, operational error.
Okay.
Yeah. The operator made an error.
It's okay.
And so we started, Derek the Changed Man Smith, aka Deacon Otis Wickline, a little bit later tonight, but I want you to capture that. What a funny, funny guy. And you can check him here on The Buzz Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. normally on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the West, and 6 Central Time. But anyway, Professor, tonight, we're going to start off. Do I start off with the drum roll?
You wanted to know what the theme is for tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, our theme is,
yes.
Sound like it's a game.
No, go on. Hold on 1 second. Somebody operational error again.
Okay.
Go on. Continue.
Okay. The theme, it's just entertainment tonight. I made a funny entertainment tonight. No, but seriously, it's just entertainment. It is circles. Nothing too profound, nothing for you to think too hard about. Songs that deal with circles, either in the lyrics or in the title or the concept of the circle. And this is because, WB, I haven't even told you this, and you tell me if you are aware of this. Next week is a very special week for us on Monday Night Madness. Do you know why? Very special. Do you know why?
No.
Next week will mark. Drum roll, please.
Oh, is that what that's for?
Long drum roll.
I was waiting for the cut.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Our 4-year anniversary.
Hey.
Okay.
Outstanding.
So,
outstanding.
Now, we are going to, world, listen, we are going to celebrate 4 years of Monday Night Madness. We're going to celebrate our 4-year anniversary with a special 3-week series.
Wow.
Now, get a load of the next 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now this is going to be profound. Now you're going to have to put on your education hat. Now, you may need to think or reminisce a little bit. This winter marks the 39th anniversary of Luther Vandross's Busy Body Tour. Yeah. Now, this wasn't just any Luther tour. It's a very historic tour in R&B history. On the headline of that tour, there were the supporting acts on that tour. Number one, The Deal.
Oh boy.
Number two, DeBarge. And 3, Luther, of course. It was a triple threat tour. So, next week, January 30th, we will have The Deal in Babyface. February 6th, DeBarge. The entire family. No, not just L, the entire family.
We've done that before.
And we have, and we're going to do it again to celebrate this tour. And we'll probably throw in a couple of switch numbers to give our honor and love to Tommy and Bobby, okay?
Right.
And Valentine's Monday, the man himself.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Which we will begin tonight with Going in Circles. He's going to kick it off for us tonight.
Right now.
Right.
Luther Vandross. Oh man, oh man. Yes.
I'm an ever-rolling wheel without a destination real, and I'm an ever-spinning top world. around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope. One small thing to cling to. Yeah. You got me going in circles. Timeless hopes that never stop. Never, never. When I feel that way, yeah, baby. You know my soul's at stake, you know. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is dead. Got me going in circles. Oh, 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 spinning around, 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 around. Going in circles. And oh, around and around I go. I'm strung out over you.
Luther Vandross, Going in Circles.
The Maestro of Love.
Love it, love it, love it. I fell in love with that song when I first heard it, done by the Friends of Distinction.
Mm-hmm.
It's still one of my favorite jams, and I can hear either our artists or, well, of course, the Friends of Distinction. That was Luther. Now, someone was singing a duet with him there. There was another voice besides Luther singing that song. I heard something very, yep, absolutely. That was another male voice there.
Mm-hmm, a distinct, it could be Fonzie Thornton, you know, he did, the background on, you know, the majority of the, Columbia CBS Epic recordings.
If you listen very closely, mm-hmm. you can hear two distinct voices on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that is Fonzie, he says Fonzie, right?
Yeah.
And then, He has a great voice, but then you can hear that Luther sound there.
Oh yeah,
they were tight
collaborators. Yeah.
Look, we'll get our crack research department on this to find out. They do some research on that. Yeah. But I know that I heard two distinct voices.
Hey, no.
If I'm right or wrong, I have no problems. Matter of fact, I have no problems being wrong because then I can get it right.
Hey,
you learn something that way. Hey, I don't have a problem with that. No. Because when I'm right, I'm right. Hey.
Oh, I love it.
No, seriously, I mean that.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, Monday Night Madness, we're already jump-starting this thing here. We actually had that deacon, Otis Wicknine, Jelly like it is, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Well, Wednesday is a midweek word. He's a preacher as well. See, a lot of people don't know that. Multi personalities, okay. And then on Friday, it's Soulful Serenade. And that's when he goes into his smooth jazz and his, I would say, Southern Soul songs.
Mm-hmm.
Some original. And he does many covers.
Many covers.
And that's okay as well. Folks, what I'm getting to is stay tuned to The Buzz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Last night you heard... You were listening.
Yes.
WB and the Jazz.
And that was a great show as usual. Yes. That smooth jazz is so bad, you two.
I love it. Man, look, I was zoning. I was in my zone.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. When I'm playing jazz, I just get into a, you know, I was telling you jazz before we go to the next song real quick. I love jazz and especially smooth jazz.
Yes.
You know, I have so many great artists that I love. Peter White, Rick Braun, Boney James. There's so many. And